Back now to our story about the number of reported cases of racism in Switzerland increasing. New figures also show half of all successful prosecutions brought involve culprits with links to extreme right.
Well, joining us on the phone now to tell us more is Tarek Naguib from the Federal Commission Against Racism. Good morning, Mr. Naguib.
Good morning, sir.
So there were 49 cases reported in 2006. Doesn't really sound that many.
Yes, that's true, but as you say, it's just, I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg. The criminal cases are the most serious ones, at least at the first glimpse. So the anti-racism criminal norm only punishes racist speeches in the public. But for the biggest part of racist cases are either more subtle or don't happen in the public. I can give you two examples. For example, the rejection of a teenager looking for a job. Just because he comes from the Balkan happens very often, but it's not a case which will be investigated under this criminal law. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, a lot of discrimination that happens in the labor field, such as mobbing, will never be investigated under this law.
Mm. So how would you account for the increase?
So I think it is true there is an increase, at least concerning the criminal cases. But what we should not do is overrating this increase, because there is a high number of unreported cases. Sometimes victims don't want that the responsible authorities open an investigation. Sometimes they do not know that there is a law that protects them, or they don't know how to do it. And even there is a certain amount of cases where the authorities reject to investigate. So concerning to the amount of all racist incidents, not only the incidents investigated under this criminal case, the increase is not too important.
The highest number of cases concern Jewish people. Do you think it's further evidence of a latent anti-Semitism in Switzerland?
You're right, it is true. 20% of the victims were attacked because they are Jewish or meant to be Jewish. If you compare this, for example, with the Muslims or the Gypsies, there is only one case each. In our opinion, this doesn't reflect the truth, which means that if we would take the high number of unreported cases, the proportionalities probably would change. So that doesn't mean that we are underestimating anti-Semitism. The facts are on the table by a survey. But it probably means that the Jewish organizations always had a special relation to racism and anti-racism in Switzerland. They have a long history and are very sensitive concerning this.
So they tend to be the ones that report it. Now, the increase in the number of cases coincides with a rise in the strength of the right-wing Swiss People's Party. Is this just a coincidence?
We don't know for sure. Important is that four cases are related to the same event, but to different people. Mm-hmm. But in the words of Hans Stutz, he's journalist and right-wing extremist expert, what we can say is that right extremism is still marginal, but in 2006 there were as strong as they never have been before. So we don't know why they became stronger in 2006, but we actually shouldn't overrate this too. Probably it has something to do with the happening in 2005 at the National Day. You remember the Rütli event on the 1st of August 2005? There were a lot of right extreme people, almost half of all visitors, and they were rude and shouted at the Bundesrat Samuel Schmidt. After that, there was a discussion in the media. Perhaps that motivated some movements to recruit harder or organize more events. But as I said, we do not really know for sure.
So Switzerland really isn't as tolerant as some people might think. Do you think the government's taking the situation seriously enough?
Let's say the government, excluded former Bundesrat Christoph Blocher, has always supported the Swiss Federal Commission Against Racism. They also decided in 2005 to keep the administrative service to combat racism. And they, on an international level, have also clearly condemned racism and admitted that there exists racism in Switzerland too. For example, in the official response to the report of Dudu Dien. All this shows that in general they take the problem seriously. But when it comes to the implementation and the details, the picture is a bit different. Okay. The government has never decided to systematically monitor racism and anti-racism in Switzerland.